Good morning. It is Monday, December the 14th. I am Ben O'Leary here for Marcus Today, as usual, to have a look at the week ahead with you all. And on this fine Monday morning, the market is up just 0.2%, a quiet start as was expected. Tech is leading the way with Afterpay up 4% after it was announced as the newest member of the ASX 50 on Friday. Alongside Xero, it will enter the index on December the 21st, squeezing out Oil Search and Vicinity Centres in the process. And on top of that, Afterpay has also found its way into the ASX 20 and will replace Insurance Australia Group. Vaccine updates continue to hold the headlines this morning, with reports that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is our best hope of a return to normal here in Australia in 2021. We have acquired 54 million doses of the vaccine. 3.8 million of them are to be delivered in January, and 50 million will be produced by CSL onshore. The latest reports suggest that it could be approved for use by regulators as soon as January. This comes as the next step forward after the CSL and University of Queensland vaccine trials were abandoned last week after showing false positive HIV tests in some participants. Now, looking at the week ahead, there's a bit of a focus on the central banks this week. We've got an FOMC meeting, a Bank of England meeting, and a Bank of Japan meeting scheduled. Expectations are that they will all repeat the whatever it takes message that has been preached over recent months. Outside of that, the other big one to keep an eye on this week is the rollout of the recently approved Pfizer vaccine, as well as the UK's position in the ongoing Brexit dramas, with a no-deal exit becoming a real possibility of late. The corporate calendar is starting to look pretty bare as we zero in on the Christmas shutdown. ANZ has their AGM on Wednesday, and that is the first item on the agenda this week. Following that, we have an AGM from Elders on Thursday, and then a relatively busy Friday, with AGMs from NAB, Incitec Pivot, and Nufarm, as well as an investor call from Cleanaway titled Victorian Resource Recovery and Data Digitisation, and traffic numbers from Sydney Airport to round it all out. Only two companies going X this week, with Plato Income Maximizer on Wednesday and the Concentrated Leaders Fund on Thursday. This week also sees some more big bank dividends hit investor accounts. ANZ pays their shareholders their dues on Wednesday, and Westpac coughs up the dough on Friday. After that, Macquarie is the next cab off the rank, paying just in time for some late Christmas shopping on December the 22nd. A fairly busy week on the economic front with a number of the central bank meetings as mentioned. We've also got market flash marketing and services PMI numbers out in Australia, the US, Japan, Europe and the UK. Locally on top of that, there's just a couple of items on the calendar. We have RBA meeting minutes out on Tuesday, HIA new home sales on Wednesday and the November unemployment rate on Thursday. Over in the US, the Fed's interest rate decision on Wednesday night is the main event. Outside of that, they have a lot of their usual releases, consumer inflation expectations, the New York Empire State Manufacturing Index, import and export prices, industrial production, economic optimism, retail sales, business inventories, building permits, housing starts, the Q3 current account and the CB leading index are among those expected. China has a pretty busy start to the week with their house price index, vehicle sales and FDI out today, followed by unemployment numbers, retail sales, industrial production and an NBS press conference on Tuesday before clear air for them for the rest of the week. Japan has the Bank of Japan interest rate decision and inflation numbers headlining the week on Friday. Outside of that, they have the tank and large manufacturers index and industrial production today, as well as balance of trade on Wednesday. Europe sees industrial production numbers today, balance of trade and construction output on Wednesday, inflation numbers on Thursday, and current account rounding out the week on Friday, while the UK has a pretty big week with the Bank of England interest rate decision on Thursday, the main event. They also have claimant count change and their unemployment rate on Tuesday, inflation numbers on Wednesday, and retail sales, consumer confidence, and industrial trend orders on Friday. Up in the strategy section today, we have our usual technical observations. 30 RSI sell signals on the market this morning, but just the one buy signal. Of course, you'll have to check out the website to find out just what they are. And on the Marcus Today media front this week, we have a buy hold sell from Tom later in the week, Henry on Ausbiz on Friday, and keep an eye on your emails for links to this week's webinars. And finally, Marcus is out at the National today playing four rounds of golf, 72 holes in total, doing his bit to raise money for skin cancer and the Cancer Council in the longest day out. At latest update, the team was just starting round two on the old course with the sun beating down and the wind picking up. Marcus has sent through a couple of good photos to keep us updated. Good to see him emulating Brett Lee with the floppy hat and leading the way in the sun protection department. Keep an eye on the strategy section throughout the day for some more updates, and the link is of course sitting there if you wish to donate. He has just ticked past his goal of $5,000, which is very impressive. So well done, Marcus. And that's all from me. Hope you have a great week. We'll catch you next Monday.